Triple M right across the mid-north coast. Good morning, everybody. Strawny with you. And the great sound of Survivor there in the eye of the tiger. Good morning, everybody. It is 5:10. It is black as the ace of spades out there. And another day like yesterday coming up. Cloudy, a very high chance of showers, around 22 degrees. Large and powerful surf conditions with howling easterly winds to about 20 knots again today. They may swing round to the northeast later, but it again is going to be really strong onshore winds. Hope you had a good Monday and you got off to the working week all right. We had a very busy day foot soldiering around here at Triple M yesterday, and was out in the first official midweek training session in the surf boat again yesterday, and it wasn't very nice conditions to go out anyway. I got it done and have the sore back this morning. Oh, God, it was hard to get out of bed. But anyway, now the hard work begins. We'll see for an old bloke. Hope you had a good day. And, again, temperatures look like they will warm up towards the end of the week. It's still sort of, you know, very early spring autumn at the moment, particularly if you're in the shade in that wind. But it may get up to about 29 degrees on Friday. And very much appreciated this rain. It seemed like we got more, but the registrations are still only between about 5 mils and around 12 mils today. Let's hope over the ranges that they got it. A really good dousing again after yesterday. Major news stories of the day. Well, what about the Royals arriving yesterday? And the big news is about an hour after they'd landed that Meghan... You can't say Megan. You've got to say Meghan. Is that right? I think it is. That Meghan is pregnant. So there you go. So Meghan is pregnant. This is proof. This will absolutely prove the Royal Tour a blockbuster. With that news thrown in today, the Royals are going to be at the Opera House. And I can tell you the weather today, very much like the mid-north coast, shower in Sydney at around 23. So sort of have an umbrella or something out there at the Opera House today. Yes. Also... Australia's Grand Mufti has signalled open hostility to gay teachers in Islamic schools. You'll hear more about that today. And locally, police are appealing for public information after an ATM was stolen before 6 a.m. on Sunday by two people removing the ATM from a licensed premises on Riverside Drive at Woolleye, about 50 k's east of Grafton, before loading it into a white utility. You'll see more about that on the news tonight. Also, locally, of course, as I mentioned in the weather, today sees another hazardous surf warning from the Bureau. Yesterday, a number of beaches were closed due to the dangerous conditions. In sport, West Coast Eagles Premiership star Liam Ryan is being investigated over an alleged domestic violence incident at the weekend. And locally in sport, second week for the Kempsey Swim Club. They're meeting tonight at 6 at the pool in Belgrave Street. And in golf, there's a Stableford at Port and Kew today. And in racing, Gallops are at Taree Friday with an 8-race card featuring the legendary Cranback Cup. On the show today, plenty happening, including Oztober, of course. We are celebrating everything that's Aussie about Australian music, and indeed through the whole month of Oztober. And only Triple M Club members can win tickets to see the Garage Sessions in North Queensland featuring four Aussie classics. We're going to talk more about that later. And actually on the show today, young country music star Angus Gill. Now, a couple of weeks ago, he won the Australian Independent Music Award. What's that? We'll talk to Angus about that. I know he's really chuffed about it. It's a great honour. And we'll talk to the young bloke about what he's doing over the coming weeks and months during Oztober. Good to catch up with Angus today. Also, Cactus on the Way featuring the Cactus National News and an interesting apology from the banks. We'll talk to Ronnie Fisher around 7:45 about the Hastings Cancer Trust. Of course, this month is October at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Take your bras into the Port City Bowling Club and they will donate $1 to the Hastings Cancer Trust for every bra that gets whacked into the big bins there. Now, also, these will then be donated to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge. What's the trust all about? To tell us about some of the work they do, I'll talk to Ronnie Fisher today about 7:45 about that. It's a really great organisation, and there are lots of really good positive stories to tell. Also, coming up after 8, we'll give you the chance to win 1,000 on the wheel. And if your birthday today, you're sharing it with the likes of John Mayer, Meyer, Oscar Wilde at Angela Lansbury, and of course Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, 5 to 6 Clubbers, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Locations for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
CNN Cactus National News with Sandra Silly.
The top story, a 10-year study into petrol pricing by the head of economics and actuarial statistics at Monash University, Professor Marcus Faber-Barclay, reveals why petrol prices are rising to record levels.
Yes. It's because petrol companies are blood-sucking rip-off mongrels. Anything else?
In other news, the big four banks have issued a joint apology for their greed and nastiness as uncovered by the Royal Commission. Bank spokesmanure Robin Coit.
Yes, we got caught, so we're apologising. It's a joint statement to save money on paper. Oh, I mean to save the environment we love so much. So let me read it. We, the banks, are so bloody sorry for robbing all you people, especially the dead ones, who will all receive a full refund if they go to their bank and claim it in person. For the rest of you, there'll be a small apology fee on your next statement. There, now sod off or I'll charge you a listening fee as well.
All the news in showbiz now with Richard Richard.
Exciting news for fans of the late Michael Jackson, Sandra. Music historians have found a never-before-seen videotape of Michael explaining his dance moves.
Well, a lot of people don't understand why I started the habit of clutching my groin when I dance. It's because, well, after my nose fell off, I just like to keep checking, you know? Oh, still there.
Oh, Sandra, I like to watch.
Sport now with Big Gazza Reutemann.
Yes, Sandy, with the rugby league season over, the NRL has begun its education program to teach the players to respect women. Front row forward Billy Mad Dog McPig says they're learning heaps.
They learned us that when a girl says no, that's the same as when a ref blows the whistle and you have to stop. Oh, and you can't start again till he blows the whistle again. Or when girls say no again. Is that right? Me head's full of whistles.
Oh, it could be just the breeze, mate. That's sports, Andy. I'll see you in class.
Sandra Sill, Lee, CNN.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Amy Winehouse's story will be adapted for the big screen by Jeff Dean. Now, this is the guy who's written comedy movies Kinky Boots and It's a Boy Thing. Much-loved Gogglebox couple Wayne and Tom could be set to quit the show, declaring they want to go bush at the end of this current season. If you remember, I interviewed the guys a couple of years ago. They actually met at a dance at the Telegraph Point Old Butter Factory. And the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase hits the Glasshouse on Saturday night. It's going to be a funny night. American Dwayne Perkins is just one of the comics hitting the stage.
But we do things. As Americans, we do things. We just do things that are irritating. Like every 4 years, we pretend that we like soccer. That's annoying to the rest. It's annoying to the rest of the world. Hey, only Americans would do that. Only Americans would show up and think we're going to beat the world at their sport.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shorty.
Yes, I called in to see Bluey yesterday, and I was there for about an hour, I suppose, and we saw two people, didn't we, Bluey?
We did, yes. It was a very long, slow day yesterday.
And I know, and I can report houses. I can remember what they bought. One bloke bought some frozen prawns. And a young lass bought a couple of ice creams, and that was it.
That's good. That was it.
That was it. That was it while we were there. It was, you know, normally there's smoke coming off Bluey's till, but it was very stagnant there yesterday. Very stagnant.
Yes.
How many other people did you see yesterday, Bluey?
I would have seen about 30 people all
30
up.
30 people all up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were they buying prawns and ice creams too?
Oh, yeah, bit of tackle. We sold a few hooks and sinkers and that sort of stuff, you know. And I came in and had a look at a couple of reels, went home with a nice new reel, so it was all right, yeah.
All right. Now, the ice creams as such, now, I remember, because we don't have a freezer here, and Apache brought in the new Magnums, and they had to be eaten in the morning. Everyone loved them while they had them and then felt crook afterwards because you're having it in the morning. But they are a leader, aren't they, the Magnums? And just the more chocolate you can get on it, Bluey, the better.
Oh, it is too, yeah. Yeah. Don't you like it when you just break a little bit of chocolate off and it goes on your jumper and then you try to get it off and, and it smudges?
I know. It's shocking, isn't it? But I do like it. If it breaks off in one bit and then you can crunch that bit up, I do like them.
Yeah.
I do like them.
Yeah.
And I think the one that's very good for people that, you know, you don't want to overindulge are the mini Magnums, Bluey, you know. That way you're not overdoing it. And if you say you have two, it's not as bad as if you have two of the proper size ones.
it's like having a Magnum when you're not having a Magnum.
I love them. Absolutely love them. Now, we better talk about fishing, eh? It was a shocker yesterday. I don't think it... Did anybody go? I suppose, again, if you could tuck yourself up out of the wind, it wasn't too bad.
There was a couple of spots that we could fish, but the fish are not cooperating at the moment, and it's just making it a little bit more difficult for us to get into our popular spots that we like to target where our fish are. So, it was just a dormant sort of a day. Looks like it's going to be the same today, although that easily doesn't seem to be as strong this morning. So maybe we may get a window of opportunity about mid-morning. I'm thinking when that tide changes, you know, that late morning when we've got the low tide and the tide starts to change, I reckon we might get about an hour and a half of good fishing in then.
Yeah, before this wind really gets a go on like it did yesterday. That was cruel yesterday, but anyway. All right, where do you want to go? Out in the estuary again? I suppose you've got to get out of that wind, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to get up in the estuary there. Like your rocky foreshores are your berries, your target. The southern banks look quite good at the present moment. I would just take a few prawns out there, and I'd be just basically targeting your brim and your blackfish. They've got to be in small numbers out there. They're quality fish at the moment. So, yeah, just out in the estuary, try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns.
Okay, all righty. Any clubs out this weekend?
Yes, firstly, I got results through from the Lake Cadai Amateur Fishing Club that had a cop on last week. I know they had no deep sea because of the conditions, but they weighed in 115 fish, which is a pretty good effort. Yeah, look, that's a pretty hardy effort for the way the conditions were. They were only just basically all your bread and butter fish, but brim to a kilo, it's not bad. Whiting to 700 grams, I can't believe this. How big are these whiting they're getting at the moment?
Beautiful.
They must be coming out of the lake, you think, wouldn't you? Blackfish are just under a kilo, and some nice flathead. The biggest one went, dusky flathead, the biggest one went 1.4 kilos. So in that sort of range of fish that we had there, yeah, like 115 fish weighed in. A very great effort for the conditions.
Very nice indeed. Now, the good news is, of course, we've still got more of this wet weather to come. Great for the farmers. The sun pokes its head out a bit on Friday, but Saturday and Sunday at this stage look like they will be sunny, Bluey, but again, it's not going to hit you with a bang like going into spring and summer. We're looking at around 26 degrees on Friday, 28 Saturday, and 24 on Sunday. So at least we'll get the sun from the weekend. How will the lawn go, Bluey, once this is over?
We'll go really big. So there'll be a couple of clubs out this weekend. Firstly, the North Haven Bond Club Anglers. They've got a cop on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also the Loredan Hotel Fishing Club. They've got their monthly cop on. It's the weigh-in starts at 1 o'clock at the front of the hotel. The barbecue's at 12 o'clock.
Very good. All right, Bluey. Thank you for that. It looks like it might be a beautiful start to the morning. I can just see the flag starting to go now, so that easterly wind is coming up already. But if you get out early, you're saying go to the estuary.
Out to the estuary, take a few prawns, try for a big brim or a quality blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
Is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers and a top of 22 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Hello Koala Sculpture Trail, the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, Sales Port Macquarie, Riverside Holiday Resort Yurunga and Arts Mid-North Coast among the finalists of the 2018 New South Wales Tourism Awards. They're being celebrated and acknowledged as businesses that demonstrate outstanding achievement throughout the year. They've been picked as some of the best in a variety of categories, 26 in total, ranging from tourist attractions, festivals and events, ecotourism and accommodation. The winners will be announced in a special awards night at Luna Park, Sydney on November 22. New South Wales has entered the storm season, made clear by the recent wild weather. NRMA insurance data has shown the Mid-North Coast to be the second most storm-affected region in the state, with 21% of all claims. The NRMA's Romana James says we can be prepared by removing debris and overgrown vegetation and keeping trees away from power lines.
Despite dry conditions in much of the state, together with the SES, we're urging households not to be complacent about the dangers of severe storms. Whether you live in an apartment or a house, take the time now to prepare for storm season.
The body representing Mid-North Coast vegetable growers has slammed the Prime Minister's plan to force social welfare recipients to pick fruit and vegetables on our farms as a slap in the face. Carter Rose Moss with the story.
AusVeg Chief Executive Officer James Whiteside says it's an insult not only to growers who'll be forced to leave their crops to rot if they can't find a suitable and reliable workforce this season, but to the entire industry, which can't reach its potential because of a chronic labour shortage.
And state government has announced almost $3.2 million in support to Stewart's Park to turn it into a more modern sports facility. On top of that, $800,000 from Port Hastings Council will allow the upgrades to go ahead on the field, lighting, drainage, outdoor courts, spectator seating, shelter and parking. Now to sport. The Northern New South Wales Football Mini-Roos Kick for Girls program is starting this afternoon in Port Macquarie in a bid to capitalise on the significant growth in female participation. The sessions will be every Tuesday this school term at Macquarie Park from 5pm. The program starts with a 30-minute game-based skill session prior to a 15-minute match. Female Participation Officer Holly Ayton says the Mini-Roos Kick for Girls is a great opportunity for those who haven't participated before to give football a try in an ideal environment. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a strong northeasterly wind blows, producing really horrible, messy conditions on most of our beaches. Even those protected northern corners are fairly messy today. The swell's also out of the northeast and it's very big. Wave size is around that 8 to 10 feet mark. We do have low tide around 7:30 this morning. I don't think that's going to make any difference to the surfer today. I think it's a nice day to stay home. High tide is around 2:30 this afternoon and the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast, and coming up, it is Oztober, and after 7, I'm going to catch up with local country music star Angus Gillies. Just picked up a big gong. We're celebrating everything that's great about Australian music for the whole month. Oztober, and that was the Little Heroes, a great Aussie group, and that wonderful album Play By Numbers, and One Perfect Day. I don't think it'll be perfect today. It's about to go pear-shaped, but we'll enjoy it while we can.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here's Lee with what's happening today. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'll have a guess it's something about the Royals.
Oh, you couldn't be wrong, could you? Oh, it's all it could be today. This is a massive whole-page spread, just Harry and Meghan.
It's Meghan. Get it right.
Sorry, Meghan.
Meghan. No, don't get your Meghans and your Megans mixed up there.
Man, oh, man.
Lee, come on. We'll both get shot.
Oh, geez, I don't want the Queen on to me. Send her corgis. Oh, what are we going to do? Anyway, Hare Dinkum is the headline in the Daily Telegraph. Not too bad. Harry and Meghan reveal their little Aussie beauty. You heard it here first. Barely 12 hours after arriving in Sydney yesterday, Prince Harry and his wife, the Duchess of Sussex, announced they are expecting their first child. As the royal couple strolled the manicured lawns of their temporary Sydney home, Admiralty House, yesterday afternoon, following their arrival on the Qantas jet at about 7 a.m, Kensington Palace officially announced the pregnancy. So that's all it's about in the Daily Telegraph today. In the Sydney Morning Herald, they're also talking about that. As well as that, PM set to follow Trump on Israel. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is considering recognising Jerusalem as Israel's capital in a historic change of policy that would align Australia with the US and their President Donald Trump's controversial shift, but jar with much of the Western world and would risk angering Arab and Muslim nations. As well as that, healer leads harmful cult. That's what the jury says. Former Sydney tennis coach turned self-styled spiritual healer Serge Benhayan has suffered a spectacular loss in his Supreme Court defamation case against a former client, and a four-person jury found it was true to say he led a socially harmful cult.
All right, thank you, Lee. Now, with the Triple M news this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the local news this morning, the New South Wales Tourism Awards finalists have been announced. So that's a good piece of news there. I've got them here, a few of the local nominees that have reached the finals. They include Hello Koala Sculpture Trail, the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, Sales Port Macquarie Riverside Holiday Resort Yeranga, and Arts Mid-North Coast. They're among the finalists. 24 from across the region have been selected. So those are just a few. They're being celebrated and acknowledged as businesses that demonstrate outstanding achievement throughout the year. We'll find out who the winners are in each of the 26 categories on November 22 in Sydney.
Now, what a pity that they've fixed the roof here, because I could see the Lee Jollo Newsroom indoor waterfall being a, you would have made the final, Lee. Are you disappointed now they've fixed the roof?
It's devastating not to have made the finals for the New South Wales Tourism Awards. Maybe we'll go for heritage status in the future instead.
Okay, all right, mate. Yes, it happens here. All happens here, let me tell you. Lee back in his little room in around 6 minutes here at Triple M. Triple M. It is Oztober for all of October, celebrating Australian music, and that is in excess there. Don't change. It is 10 past 7, partly cloudy, showers and more heavy winds up to about 25 knots out of the east today for the coastal waters. We are really appreciating this rain. It is raining, of course, Aussie talent during Oztober. We love playing all this Australian music and hearing these great stories. Now, locally, just back from the US, and he's just received actually a really nice gong, young Angus Gill, rising country music star. Good morning, Angus. How are you?
Hey, Johnny. Good, thanks, mate. How about you?
Terrific, buddy. Now, the gong you just received is an Australian Independent Music Award. It's an absolute ripper. Tell everybody about it.
Well, that was a really nice surprise. I've just came back from a 10-day country music festival in Mildura, and at the end of the festival, they have the Southern Stars Australian Independent Country Music Award. I was booked to play the awards show, and I thought, well, you know, it's either going to go either way, but it was really exciting to win the award, because I was up against, it was the male rising star, and I was up against guys in their 40s, and I'm 20, so I didn't know which way it was going to go, but I was really grateful to receive the award, because, as when you put out music and record music, it's the best you can do at the time, and you do it because of your burning passion for the craft and the music, and awards are just the cherry on top, you know?
Yeah, fantastic. It's a really great nod to you, how you're going at the moment, Angus. And, gee, I tell you what, you're doing okay. You're just back from the US. Tell us about that. You were songwriting over there?
I did. I spent two months, actually, writing in Nashville, Music City, and I wrote 52 songs while I was over there. I wrote two, sometimes three songs a day, and I booked up with a wide range of people, and some people over there I got to write with had 50 number one hits as writers over there. And I also got to catch up with my friend Steve Earle, Copperhead Road, Steve Earle, and he was recording an album over there, so he actually asked me to come into the studio while they were tracking the album at the House of Blues, and if I was there a day earlier, I would have got to hang out with Emmylou Harris and Sean Colvin, because they were also recording with Steve. So, but I did get to meet Vince Gill and Rodney Crowell and Ray Stevens, good old Ray Stevens, so, you know, it was a really great trip.
Yep, you're probably too young, but your father and I would remember Ray Stevens with that great novelty song, The Streak.
The Streak, that's it, absolutely.
And, of course, Vince Gill now touring with the Eagles.
The Eagles, yes, he's coming over in March next year, I think it
is. Yeah, it's going to be great. Did you catch up with Joe Robinson at all, too, when you were there?
I did. Joe and I got to write and catch up a couple of times. He's actually touring with Rodney Crowell as the guitar player. Yeah. And Joe's going great guns, you know. we actually wrote a song that probably going to end up on the new album, which I'm recording very, very shortly. I'm recording a double album. So I'm recording the first part of it in Sydney and the other part of it down in Melbourne. It's flat out from here on in. And I'm playing the Woodford Folk Festival at the end of the year. And just this week, I'm doing a show at the Warhope Arts Hall on Thursday night, this Thursday night from 7 o'clock with my friends Chris Matthews and John Kasulja. So
fantastic.
Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll mention that later on the week. Now, Angus, when do you think the album will be out?
The album will be out June next year, hopefully.
Okie dokie.
All right. Goes to plan.
Good on you, buddy. I tell you what, you're getting a few stamps on the passports, and how about the names you're dropping? I can't believe it. I bet you pinch yourself sometimes.
it was an amazing trip, mate. I really, really enjoyed it and just, you know, soaking it all up as I can, you know.
Good on you, Angus. It is Oztober. We're celebrating all things great about Australian music. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for giving us your time. And can't wait to hear the new album coming out in June. Thanks, Angus.
Thanks so much, John. You really appreciate it, mate.
Triple M coming up to 12 to 8. When it's a glorious morning across the coast. Supposedly going pear-shaped later. We'll see. As you know, during the month of October, it is Octobra at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. They're very community-minded. And what they're doing is having some fun with this. They've got two whopping big steel bins there in the club for you to drop bras in. Now, for every bra that goes in there, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well, they're going to donate $1 to the Hastings Cancer Trust. They are a non-profit, a charity organisation that deal with cancer on a local level. And I thought today we'd catch up with one of the trustees and have a chat about some of the great stories from the Hastings Cancer Trust. Good morning, Ronnie Fisher, with your Hastings Cancer Trust hat on. G'day, Ronnie.
G'day, Mark. How are you this morning?
Terrific. Mate, this is a lot of fun, but it's got quite a serious outcome here to help people on a local level that are on the cancer journey. Now, we've all heard the stories on television, on radio, of people in shopping centres that are trying to earn a living, but collecting for charities and maybe, 40, 30, 40 cents maybe makes it to the charity. This is a 100% non-profit charity group, Ronnie, isn't it? The money stays locally.
Yeah, that's why I got involved with it. I started with some sponsorship only to find out, as I say, it's all done by volunteers. There's a great little group, obviously called the Friends of the Trust, and I've had the pleasure of being on the board as the trustees. And yeah, everything that we raise stays here right in Port Macquarie, and it's good to help local people.
Yeah. Ronnie, give us some examples of how you help people, how people can apply and the work that you do.
Well, part of the Friends is obviously even the little barbecue over at Bunnings and some of the bowls clubs, the Notion Club and a few places like that do little fundraisers. But we also do, and we brought Marina Pryor to Port last year as a fundraiser. The Glimmer Ball has been going. We've had trivia nights. And as I say, it's taken a lot of work from a few volunteers, but the funds raised have been outstanding, nearly $100,000 in the last 12 months. And it's just great to see that we can offer it. We've had an application for grants. We've got some good things to give away, probably $70,000 or $80,000 worth of equipment to go to the local hospitals and cancer wards. So it's really a pleasure to see when we hand out those checks.
Yeah, for sure, Ronnie. And it is absolute ground-level stuff there, that they are people in our community on the Mid-North Coast are the beneficiaries of the work you do, and particularly some of it can, really does mean a lot to people that are doing it tough.
Yeah, you hear stories every day, and you can't do everything for everybody, but we look at it seriously, what's required, and subsidise some really expensive equipment and work joint ventures with the hospitals and the government as well. So it's all partly funded, and it's great to see people say thank you.
Yeah, for sure, Ronnie. All right. October is all month at the Port City Bowling Club. Bring those bras in. And, Ronnie, this is a great story too. The bras that they have then get donated to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge as well. So it's a win-win situation during October.
Absolutely. And great for the bowling club to get involved and support. They've been great supporters of the HCT.
For a long time. Good on you. Thanks, Ronnie. All the best, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Have a great day. Bye.
Ronnie Fisher from the Hastings Cancer Trust.
time for breakfast.
Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to the Port City Bowling Club with Octobra supporting the Hastings Cancer Trust. Triple M.
Coming up, we'll look at weather around the country. Also, traffic with Marina. Don't forget your sunnies if you're hopping in the car. Quite glary out there this morning. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Strotty for brekkie and Cheap Trick. If you want my love, you got it. It is 8:09.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
We go to Mick in Wauchope. G'day, Mick. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Strawny.
All right. You got a bit of sunshine there at the moment, Mick?
On and off,
yeah. I tell you what, it might go pear-shaped later, but we'll enjoy it while we can. Now, Mick, you know how this works. All I've got to do is match your birthday with the wheel number and you get $1,000. You ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, for Jerome and the team at 40 Winks, what number, Mick?
14, please, Strawny.
14. All right, come on, 14. 14 for Mick, 14 for Mick. Here we go, it's coming around. Ah, Mick, I've gone three too far. It's landed on the number 11. Dope. Can't give you the cash, Mick. End of the month, I've got your details. Christy does the draw for the big Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Good luck in that, champion.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Mick. Now, other birthdays today. I caught up with this bloke at the weekend, actually. The great Bob Cunningham is birthdaying today. Hey, Bob, I won't give his age away. I'll just say clickety-click, all right? Clickety-click. I'm sure Sue will spoil you today, and you may even raise a glass. Good on you, Bob. Enjoy the day today, champion. And people like Bob are sharing their birthdays with the likes of John Mayer, also Oscar Wilde and Angela Lansbury, all born on this day, October 16. Triple M right across the coast, and it is Oztober, and a Triple M, our club members have told us how much they love their Oz music, so we're paying homage to our homegrown music legends all month. Yeah, that is split ends there. We'll claim them, even though they're New Zealanders. What would we say? Triple M's a broad church. Yes. Now, how about this? Only Triple M club members can win tickets to see the Garage Sessions. Tropical North Queensland, it's going to be fantastic. Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and Screaming Jets will be performing exclusively at the Triple M Oztober Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland. They'll be talking slow, but you'll enjoy it. Only Triple M club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today at triplem.com.au. Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. Next, news on Amy Winehouse. Oh, we could be losing a couple of goggle boxes. What's all that about? And Sydney Comedy Festival here on the coast at the weekend. Details next. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where it is October. Remember to get your bras into the club, and $1 will be donated directly to the Hastings Cancer Trust. Have you ever seen the rain? Yes, that is Creedence Clearwater Revival, and we've gladly seen it this week. More to come over the next couple of days, but then it should be a sunny weekend.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, morning, Christy. How are we?
Good morning, Strawny. Yes, it's a wonderful day outside today. Jamie, our tech, has been complaining about how humid it is.
Exactly. Well, you know, he's locked up there in his little room. He's missing all his wires now. They took about half a ton of wires out of this place last week when they had a bit of a... What would we call it, Christy? An engineer's working bee, would you say that?
I think it was about that. I think we had like 20-odd people around here. I've never seen so many pieces of cords thrown in the bin.
I know.
They absolutely gutted the place. But it's exciting times. That's why we've got all this new equipment. And I'm gallivanting around the office today, testing out some new bit of gear. So
yeah, that's right.
If I don't answer some questions, it's because I can't properly hear you. But anyway, Strawny, I'll tell you what's on around the Mid-North Coast. The 5th annual Slim Dusty Country Music Festival is on till Sunday at the Kempsey Showground. Camping is on site for 7 days of great entertainment. Today, head to the hall for the Old all-time dance night, followed by their indoor and outdoor program at the Kempsey Showground with 27 of Australia's great country music performers over 7 days. Now, volunteers will have the canteen up and running each day as well. Bar Capella. It's a bit like that movie Pitch Perfect where the a cappellas. So the Bar Capellas, a charity sing-along choir, meet at the Settlers Inn tonight at 7:30. It's $10 entry. And Zumba dance classes are on every Tuesday at the Valor Beach Tourist Park. Two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, which is a low-impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class. And tonight, swimming, the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street, Strawny. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, interesting about Slim Dusty week this week at the showground. I was worried about the poor campers there, but anyway, I'm sure they'll get through it. That just adds to the mix of what's going on. But had a young Angus Gill on the show today, Christy, and gee, it's a great story. He's just picked up a great country music award in the Independent Artist of the Year, and he's just back from the United States, where he was writing songs over there, and he got to meet Vince Gill, right, who's touring with the Eagles next year, and Joe Robinson, former Temagog resident. He's written a song with him. The new album comes out in June. It's quite interesting. We're talking about Oztober and indeed Slim Dusty week this week. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? Go Slim Dusty.
Go Slim Dusty. Thanks, Christy. Back again tomorrow. It's Triple M at 14 tonight. Triple M. It is Oztober, celebrating Australian music all month. The crawl there. And things don't seem. Love it. 5 to 9, and talking about Oztober to our very special guest, or Dave Gleeson's very special guest, for midday today during October. He had Shannon Noel on yesterday, and they cleared the air. Today, still Steve Kilby from the church. We love the church. We're loving Oztober too. Remember, the Triple M Garage Sessions, the only way you can win is being a Triple M Club member. You might be off to North Queensland to see a whole host of Triple M legends like Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and Screaming Jets. Sign up today at triplem.com.au. Something I must mention too, when Christy was in here, we're doing the Mid-North Coast today. There's a fundraiser coming up at the weekend. I know she wanted me to mention the Selfie Scavenger Hunt, a fundraiser for Guy Winnell. It's to help Guy support his long recovery after a difficult rehabilitation after a serious motorcycle accident he had in July where he wasn't at fault. Now, it's going to be a big day on Saturday, meeting at Warhope, Timbertown, 8:30 for a 9:30 departure, and there will be some auctions too of some autumn ice and items that have been donated by local businesses at 12:30 at the Black Duck Brewery, as well as some fun games. If you'd like to know more, I can put you in contact with Todd. If you just Google fundraiser for Guy Winnell Selfie Scavenger Hunt, that's coming up on Saturday. It's going to be a hoot. Now, tomorrow we'll have Worst Joke Wednesday, and already Ormond from afar is joining in with this one. What's blue and doesn't weigh much? This is from Ormond. Answer? Light blue. Oh, no. No, Ormond, please. Come on. We've got to do better than that, haven't we? Worst Dad Joke Wednesday coming up tomorrow, of course, at 7:45. Now, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up at the Triple M website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. It's that simple. Thanks for your company. Ray after 9, whatever you're doing, enjoy your Tuesday.
Hold your head high.
I think there's more rain coming, folks. Don't forget your wet weather gear.
And you have a treasure that money can't.